Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Soul Sweet Speak at Soul Sweet Place. I told you that we will do Libra in part two. Well, we are in part two and Libra is next. So stay tuned and remember, this show is pre-recorded. This is part two of Signs, and the focus is on love relationships. Libra usually set the tone in a relationship. Now, it is hard for Libra to balance the tone. See, the tone could be either mild or anger. And I mean, it can go straight to it. It could be mild one moment, and the next moment the anger comes up. And it comes out at any time with yourself. Okay, you figure being real is telling someone like it is, no matter how it hurts them. You don't mind setting a tone in a place where the atmosphere is at a calm place, and you don't mind disrupting it with the negativity of anger. That has been you in the past, and as a result, you reject the surroundings that protect you from yourself. Your significant other is working very hard to get you to see things spiritually. One of the things I have to say about you, Libra, is that your attributes are working hard to reach a goal by saving money. You are good at doing that. You make sure you do that. Okay, and that's something that you look straight forward to without looking in any other direction when it comes to your goal. But now, this discussion is not on finance and money. That's for the next show. We're still working with love and relationship. You must first feel comfortable with yourself. You must feel comfortable in a relationship that you have with yourself. And at the present time, you are trying to see the other side, which is the spiritual side, and it's difficult for you. But some of your recent experiences that you have had in the past and recently is forcing you to examine the contradictory element that is stopping your spirit from flowing and stopping you from allowing the spirit of your loved one to carry you for the moment until you find your way. Now, start doing what you've been doing and learning some of what you've been learning. And accept your loved one's help in trying to bring growth and change to the family. Start trying to be better today so that you can feel better tomorrow. So when we return, we will be discussing Aquarius next. Your adventurous days is ruining your love relationships. See, Aquarius is always standing on top of things, watching the view, You feel you have all the answers for someone in need of a true friend. At one time, you thought you were the bearer of the light. May I say that again? The bearer of the light. Now, nothing is wrong with seeing yourself that way. But be careful. Your adventurous nature has put you in the path of powerful people who are lifting you up with trips, positions, raises, and so forth over other people who deserve positions and raises. And you accept it because it's okay with you, because you feel that power is uplifting you to a man or a woman you know can give you material things that you nor your partner can afford. And you like that. You like those trips and positions and different things, because with the trips you can go places that you've never been before, and you just want to see these things, and it's okay because it's something that you want to do at the moment. And the position just make you feel as though you are powerful because it gives you that much more option to do the things that you've always wanted to do, whether it's in the good nature or the bad nature. But that's your perception, but others see different, okay? In your love relationship, it's causing you to misunderstand. What you're beginning to think you understand is darkness, but you don't understand that. See, the darkness is standing in the way of your light because of the things of the world that is drawing you in. Stop and think about it. Here's a question to help you as you ponder about what you're doing and as you're trying to save your love relationship, because your other half is beginning to not like what she sees. So, what soul is guiding you? What soul guidance are you following? And do you feel comfortable or uncomfortable being alone with yourself? Now, I know in the present, you're starting to realize that money comes from man, because all the things that you've been through and been through with them after they've given you certain things, there are obligations that they expected, and you didn't realize that was coming. But then now you're realizing that money comes from man. And the man that gives to those in need, it comes from a higher self. You're beginning to realize that, and that is making you feel better about things. But you need more guidance from those who love you, okay? And so in the future, for your chances to be a success and avoiding the self-confusion, then accept what your loved ones or the love of your life is saying. She's telling you, or he's telling you, to ask for help. Don't let it get so far that you begin to not appreciate you. So, when we return, guess what? The next sign's a water sign, and we're going to start with Cancer when we return. Cancer is sensitive and also intuitive. You're always looking for an answer to something. That is why you constantly go on YouTube to look at how to do videos. Your love for life and beauty of it is just amazing. Even though you are like the crab with the hard shell that is supposed to be protecting you, you often get hurt because you believe in people that you first meet. You want to give them the benefit of doubt, of the doubt. So when they compromise, and there is no doubt about it, you tend to get hurt or you'll be happy. Because it's a two-way street to that, you see. Sometimes you have a person that wants to be trusting and loving to you is compromised because you don't trust them, because you've been hurt before. The shell that you wear to protect yourself wasn't strong enough. So what was done to you penetrates, and it hurts so bad. That's where your sensitivity come in. But then you knew that certain things about this person just wasn't to be trusted. But again, that's you. You want to give the benefit of the doubt. So when there's no doubt about it, you know what to do. And see, some trust could be everlasting, and some can be where you have to end it right now. So that's how far the compromisation of trust can go. And when you hear me speak of everlasting or infinite right away, is because the trust of wanting to be your friend and doing everything to be your friend, once someone is receptive to what you're trying to do and begin to trust you, it can be everlasting because they found someone that they could really, really call a good friend or someone they can trust. Now, on the other hand, you have someone that is just constantly taking from you and doing things against you and working not in your behalf, but always throwing and disrespecting you. That should end today. That really should end today, because there's no doubt about that. So, Cancer, I have a question for you, okay? What truth are you hearing or unwilling to hear? Now, that's a question that you need to think about, and you need to think about it with a clear mind. Don't just rush into the answer, because once you start to investigate you with that question, you will be surprised and clear about the answer. Now, at the present, you're mentally analyzing and planning things, you know, but you need clarity, and you're working towards mental clarity to bring whatever idea you formulate into being. Now, Cancer, I have another question to ask you. What conflict are you on the fringe of? That's another question you should think long and hard about, because I'm sure there's many things, but if you could just pick out one, you might be able to begin to work towards healing from it. Okay, you're good, because you are the type that will receive openly other ideas, and you're not close to any of them. You have a gift, and your gift is to be able to sift back the garbage from what you're hearing in order to be able to formulate views and to help to shape ideas, because everybody has something to contribute, and that is your belief. And so you are open and receptive, and people are receptive to you being receptive to them. That's a gift, especially when it comes to working with children. And most of the time when you sift things out, you're accurate. And that's what I like about you, Cancer. That's what you have that is divine. Now, if you let the shadow that follows you bring you to terms with your immaturity, shadow that follows Cancer is not a dark one. It is a divine one. And by you accepting your humanness, you will see or begin to feel the divinity of change. When we return, we will be talking about Scorpio. Scorpio. I should go back into my accent, but I won't. You know, Scorpio is vulnerable, and they get caught up because of the passion they feel for another person. This often causes them grief, especially if that person leaves them. Now, despite of others whose intentions are different from yours, there's always a chance that you might have miscommunicated what they meant or how they feel because of certain things they're doing for you that makes you think that they love you and they're doing it because they just care for you. So feelings of others become misinterpreted with you. But when something like this happens to you, you use that and it becomes a vehicle for you to channel your anger because you love so hard. And you channel your anger and the desire of creativity that inspires you more than anything. You love music. You love art. You love doing graphical things and videos and all kinds of things that just inspire you to reach your higher self. Now, you have the tools. Scorpio, do you think that some of your stress could come from living in the past most of the time instead of giving the focus to the present? Because there's so much you should be doing right now with your life that you aren't doing. And you recognize that. You want to use it. You want to use excuses like, this is you, this is the way you live, and people have no right to tell you how to. But are you happy in the way you're living? Are you losing lack of confidence? Well, as you contemplate the questions, your willingness to pay attention will move you towards divine intervention for healing. Because you are starting to recognize and pay attention to what you're doing to your life as you grow older and what you're doing now. Your sexual energy is awakening with a new desire for your partner. But is he being cooperative? Is he giving you the love that you are desiring from him? And have you confronted him and what you are feeling, or are you afraid to confront him, worrying about walking on eggshells and the response that you may get? Well, now it's time to listen to your heart and ask for that inner guidance. But you must first be open to receive what it show to you. I have a question for you, another question. Do you realize that the ultimate teacher is within you? Think about it. And when we return, we will be talking about Pisces next. All right. Pisces is even more sensitive than Cancer or Scorpio. Pisces will go from one extreme to another, and this can be stressful because for Pisces, there is no balance at the beginning. Often, Pisces is able to articulate his or her views wisely, and they do it very well. They really do. But the whole thing in a nutshell is when they express their views, can they live up to it? That's the thing that plagues their mind most of the time. Pisces is always reaching for the light, but you can usually see them laying in the dark. They rather have the curtains closed and the blinds closed so no light can come in, so they can't be seen. And Pisces sometimes can become obsessive with taking on others' personalities that they look up to. He or she is willing to help those in need. They are always there for someone who is having a difficult time. That's the heart that they have. They feel very strong about people who are not able or who lacking because maybe of an experience that they have been through. Sometimes they don't forget, and then others they do. Like I said, one extreme to the other. Pisces have the gift to hold on tight while he fends for his or her that they are connected to. He will defend for his loved ones, and there is no stopping him because he or she is willing to die for their loved ones that they are connected to. Now, I have a question for Pisces. Pisces, are you alone without feeling lonely? And that's a good question. Don't answer it right away, but that question is a good question for you because I don't want you to answer it with emotion, because sometimes a quick answer will pop up from you, and that's not the right one, as you'll find out down the road. Pisces does not have a hard time with their sexual identity or their gender identity. They can embrace their feminine side if they're male, and if they're female, they can embrace their male side, because they have always been secure with the opposite sex or even the same sex around them who like the same sex. They don't have to indulge or they don't have to be part of, but they don't disconnect themselves from them or they don't prejudge them. This is Pisces' personality. And Pisces is a part of self-love. Pisces, this is a part of self-love for Pisces, is getting in touch with their feminine side and their male side, depending on what sex you are. Now, what are you desiring to experience despite its consequences? That's something that you really have to dig deep within, because you could lose a lot. Behind the consequences could be that of your livelihood. It could be that of all that you accumulated. It could be that of special relationships that where trust was. It could be all of those things, but you need to think about that question. What are you desiring to experience despite its consequences? That's a good question. Pisces at the present. Pisces, your physical health are the tools for your spiritual development. And well, that concludes our show of signs. Perhaps you can receive the message from other signs if you listen to everything. And because there is a lot in it for you to take and make it your own. Now, if what is said in the other signs and it's not your sign and it happened to touch you spiritually, then that was meant for you. Take it and use it and begin to manifest and formulate your mental analysis from it. If you have any questions, email me and reach for the light that's within you.
I'd look up, I couldn't see the sky. Sometimes when I'm standing, it seems like I've been walking for miles. And my heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile. But then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains. I hollered help cause I was lost. Then I felt the strong wind. Heard a small voice saying the storm is over.
Storm is over now.
And I can see the sunshine
somewhere beyond the clouds.
I feel heaven, yeah.
Heaven is
in the midst of my battle, all hope was gone. Downtown in a rush crowd, and felt all alone. Every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years, and still no finish line. Oh, but then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains. Call of help, cause I was lost. And I felt the strong wind. And then a small voice saying the storm is over.
Storm is over now.
I can see the sunshine
somewhere beyond the clouds.
I can feel heaven.
Heaven,
yeah.
Is over me.
Oh, come on and set me free. Somehow my beginning steps
right
in faith became
my friend.
And now I can begin on the voices of a woman.